Delinar, tell me straight. When you brought us on this march, did you expect to find these horrors?
Yes.
It was true enough. He didn't know what horrors he'd find, but he had known that something was coming.
You came anyway. You hauled us all the way out onto these cursed plains. You let us be surrounded by monsters to be slaughtered and...
Delinar grabbed Aladar by the front of the jacket and hauled him forward. The move caught the other man completely off guard, and he quieted, eyes widening.
Those are Voidbringers out there. They've returned. Yes, it is true. And we, Aladar, we have a chance to stop them. I don't know if we can prevent another desolation, but I would do anything, including sacrificing myself and this entire army, to protect Alakar from those things. Do you understand?
Aladar nodded, wide-eyed.
I hoped to get here before this happened, but I didn't. So now we're going to fight and storm it. We're going to destroy those things. We're going to stop them, and we're going to hope that it will stop this evil from spreading to the world's parchmen, as my niece feared. If you survive this day, you will be known as one of the greatest men of our generation.
He released Aladar, letting the High Prince stumble back.
Go to your men, Aladar. Go lead them. Be a champion.
Aladar stared at Dalinar, mouth gaping. Then he straightened. He slapped his arm to his chest, giving a salute as crisp as any Dalinar had seen.
It will be done, Bright Lord, High Prince of War.
Aladar dashed away in the rain.
He's actually buying into it. He thinks he's going to be a storming hero.
He now knows I was right about the need to unify Alethkar. He's a good soldier. Most of the High Princes are, or were, at some point.
Pity you ended up with us two instead of them.
Zabariel nodded toward Royan, who still stared out at the shifting red eyes. There were thousands now, still increasing as more Parshendi arrived. Scouts reported that they were gathering on all three plateaus bordering the large one that the Alethi occupied.
I'm useless in a battle, and Royan's archers will be wasted in this rain. Besides, he's a coward.
Royan is not a coward. He's careful. That did not serve him well in the squabbling over gem hearts where men like Sadius threw away lives in exchange for prestige. But out here, care is an attribute I choose over recklessness.
Royan turned to Dalinar, blinking away water.
Is this really happening?
Yes. I want you with your men, Royan. They need to see you. This is going to terrify them, but not you. You're careful, in control.
Yeah. Yes. You're going to get us out of this, right?
No, I'm not. We're all going to get ourselves out of it together.
Royan nodded and didn't object. He saluted, as Aladar had, if less crisply, then headed toward his army on the northern flank.
Damnation! Damnation! What about me? Where's my impassioned speech?
You are to go back to the command tent and not get in the way.
All right, that I can do.
I want Teleb in command of your army, and I'm sending both Serugiatus and Rust to join him. Your men will fight better against these things with a few shard bearers at their head.
All three were men who had been given shards following Adolin's dueling spree.
I'll give the order that Teleb is to be obeyed.
And Zabariel?
Yes?
If you have a mind for it, burn some prayers. I don't know if anyone up there is listening anymore, but it can't hurt.
Dalinar turned toward the sea of red eyes.
Why are they just standing there watching?
Not as confident as you acted to the other two, eh?
Zabariel smiled as if that comforted him, then sauntered off.
What a strange man.
Dalinar nodded to one of his aides who went to give the orders to the three Kolin shardbearers, first picking Serugiatus, a lanky young man whose sister Adolin had once courted, out of his command post along the ranks, then running off to fetch Teleb and explain Dalinar's orders. That seemed to, Dalinar stepped up to Navani.
I need to know you're safe in the command tent. As safe as anyone can be.
Then pretend I'm there.
But
you want my help with Fabriel's? I can't set up that sort of thing remotely, Dalinar.
He ground his teeth.
What can I say? I'm going to need every edge I can get.
He looked out at the red eyes again.
Campfire tales come alive.
Dalinar had never seen the Horn Eater guarding him or his sons. He was a quartermaster, Dalinar believed.
These things should not be. Why do they not move?
I don't know. Send a few of your men to fetch Relaine. I want to see if he can provide any explanations.
As two bridgemen ran off, Dalinar turned to Navani.
Gather your scribes to write my words. I will speak to the soldiers.
Within moments, she had a pair of scribes ready to record his words. They'd send women down the lines and read his message to all the men. Dalinar climbed into Gallant's saddle to get a little height. He turned toward the ranks of men nearby.
Yes, these are Voidbringers. Yes, we're going to fight them. I don't know what they can do. I don't know why they've returned. But we came here to stop them. I know you're scared, but you have heard of my visions in the high storms. In the war camps, the Light Eyes mocked me and dismissed what I'd seen as delusions. Well, out there, you see proof that my visions were true. Out there, you see what I have been told will come. I have been sent by the Almighty himself to save this land from another desolation. I have seen what those things can do. I have lived lives broken by the Voidbringers. I've seen kingdoms shattered, people ruined, technology forgotten. I've seen civilization itself brought to the trembling edge of collapse. We will prevent this. Today you fight not for the wealth of a Light Eyes, or even for the honor of your king. Today you fight for the good of all men, and you will not fight alone. Trust in what I have seen, trust in my words. If those things have returned, then so must the forces that once defeated them. We will see miracles before this day is out, men. We merely have to be strong enough to deserve them.